And on the live line is Sonoma County's health officer, Dr. Sundari Mase. Dr. Mase, good morning to you.
Good morning.
The United States has hit a very bleak milestone now, coronavirus cases topping 3 million, and obviously virulent enough in Sonoma County to place us back on the state's watch list.
Yes, I've been watching all of that.
Yeah, it's been a very dramatic turn of events in this country just when we thought we had a handle on it. And of course, here at home with two more deaths related to senior care facilities. Dr. Mase, what can be done aside from testing the patients and the staff workers to sort of stem the tide at our senior care facilities?
Well, I think preventing the entry of COVID into these facilities is really the key. And we have been very successful with doing that up until now. But it's really people coming into these facilities, the employees, the staff, that have brought the COVID to the residents. And
pretty tough to ban care workers at these facilities, obviously.
Oh. Yeah. That wasn't the idea. The idea is to try to screen people, to make sure if they're sick, they stay home, to do surveillance testing. And in fact, it's our surveillance testing in the past several months that's found people quickly, so there hasn't been spread. So in other words, we test everybody just to make sure. And then if a person turns out positive, they're usually really early in the infection because they're not symptomatic. But I think as we see more community spread, these healthcare workers or staff are getting COVID at other places, like at family gatherings or at, you know, the places we've opened, and they're asymptomatic often and don't know when they go to work. That's really what's happening.
Yeah, and that's a tough part of this to combat if you're the health department in Sonoma County, and the senior care facilities themselves obviously are not the issue. I mean, visitors have been pretty much banned from those places for a while now.
Yeah, and I think that early on really did help to keep COVID out, because we really saw that, you know, visitors were important, but not essential, and we thought we should keep them from potentially taking COVID into the facilities.
And then on another front, obviously we are on the state's monitoring list because of the number of cases and hospitalizations here. So if we began that monitoring list being on it again yesterday, does that mean that if we are on it today and on it tomorrow, that new restrictions would go into place like a minute after midnight on Friday?
Yeah, that's the governor's plan, that if a county remains on the watch list for 3 days, then they're going to move with shutting down those places, the areas or sectors that he mentioned last week, which is really indoor high-risk, higher-risk activities like the indoor dining and indoor museums, things like that.
Is there any doubt in your mind, Dr. Mase, that we will continue to be on that list for that three-day period?
You know, I think we will probably be on the list, because just looking at our data, I think everybody can take a look at the website and see that we're sort of headed in that direction. And it's a three-day average, so I assume we will be on the list.
Okay. And then we know that we talk about indoor seating for restaurants, indoor seating for wineries, tasting rooms, that sort of thing. What other kind of closures or restrictions are we talking about?
Yeah, it's just, I think it's a list of things, just the things that you mentioned that they're going to start with. And that's what they've extended to the other 19 counties so far. And I think a bunch of other counties are going to end up on the watch list moving forward in the next week or two.
Should we be under a mandatory mask requirement, Dr. Mase?
I think so, because that's one of our mitigation measures. And it looks like it's been proven to be effective in many places, and we do have a mandatory facial covering or masking order from the governor's office now for any time that we're indoors or any time that we can't social or physically distance.
It seems like some people aren't paying attention to that much.
Yeah, I would just tell the community that it's a very small thing to do, and it's for others, to protect others in the community, and it's one of the things we can actually do to try to get out of the situation that we're in with COVID.
So is it thoroughly in our hands as citizens?
A lot of it, because the mitigation measures are effective. I mean, we knew that sheltering in place or staying at home was really effective in flattening the curve. So
yeah,
that was completely within our ability to do as a community.
And you think we can again?
I think if people really pay attention to the mitigation measures with the, you know, hand washing, dental hygiene, the physical social distancing, the wearing of the facial coverings, making sure if you're sick, you stay at home, get tested. Everybody should get tested, that we continue to provide the contact investigations as much as possible, that all that will have a good impact.
And other many other locations in California and across the country, we hear, Dr. Mace, about hospitals beginning to be at capacity in terms of ICU beds, et cetera. Do you have any of those concerns for Sonoma County?
Well, I think we're working with the hospital partners to maintain that surge capacity. And so far, our hospitals are not full, and we do have capacity. I'm not saying that there may not be a time when we'll have to really call on that surge capacity and add more beds and more ICU capability and things. But for now, I think we're okay.
And what do you do when you're interacting with educators and with parents and students as far as, you know, I know that you don't have a crystal ball, but obviously we're looking at getting kids back into class in some capacity as early as next month. And how might these restrictions, if they're in place then, affect all that?
Yeah, a good question. I think the governor's guidance should be forthcoming about that, because it's really specific to where you are in the country and what's happening, what's gonna happen with schools. So let's see where we are a month from now, Pat.
Yeah, tough. That's a tough call if you're a parent trying to figure out what to do with your kids at home. But you're right. There is still too much unknown.
I'm in that position too.
So. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I appreciate the update this morning. And as we said, two more COVID-related deaths yesterday. At what point, Dr. Mace, will we know the names of the deceased?
Well, I don't think we're ever going to divulge names, but in terms of what is accepted as we get more numbers of people and we can provide more specifics about, you know, location and age range and all that kind of stuff, underlying conditions. We've already given some of that information, but
yeah,
as we get more numbers, which I really, really hope doesn't happen, we would be able to give a little more information.
And there was, you know, certainly information that we got at one point with regard to how many cases, et cetera, were in, and the deaths, et cetera, were in sort of specific areas of Sonoma County. Will that be updated too?
Yeah, we'll update all that on the dashboard.
All right, very good. That's what we know so far at this moment at 9:15 on a Wednesday morning. Dr. Mace, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
That is Dr. Sundari Mace, Sonoma County's health officer.